In the field, you are emotionally unpredictable. You confuse courage with recklessness. I'm not advancing you.
You have a son that you do not know. He's reaching for you, and he does not need a commanding officer. He needs a father.
Fuck this movie. Fuck this movie. Fuck everybody in it. Fuck Will Smith. Fuck Jaden Smith. Fuck his wife. Fuck that bitch that sung that "Whip My Head Back" bullshit, whatever. Fuck M. Night Shyamalan. Fuck the shoes he walked in on. Fuck that plane that he flew his ass in here to make this shit. Fuck that shitty ass spaceship they flew in, they crashed in. Fuck PG-13. Fuck an hour and 40 minutes. Fuck an action adventure movie, fantasy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Fuck May 31st. Where else do I get? Fuck the seats I had to sit in for this shit. Fuck that theater. Fuck Isabella Furman. Fuck Lenny Kravitz's daughter for being in this bitch. And fuck a movie theater. There you go. So
you forgot three fucks.
Oh, and fuck the producers. Fuck the executive producers. Fuck cinematography. Fuck the editor on this. Fuck that stupid-ass gay suit that Jaden was wearing throughout the whole goddamn movie. Fuck that stupid special effects and the CG in the movie. I hope they close that studio down, because this is the worst goddamn sci-fi flick I've ever seen.
Okay, so we're at a count of, I think I got 24 fucks from you. But here's the question. Here's the question that's burning for all the movie spoilers. Was it worse than Scary Movie 5, Movie 43, and Inappropriate Comedy?
And I had that talk with myself, whatever. And someone even asked me, was it worse than Tyler Perry's Temptation? I said, at least I got some fucking laughs out of Tyler Perry's Temptation or whatever. This, I dreaded every goddamn minute of this goddamn movie. I was just sitting here looking like, what in the fuck? None of this makes any sense. It's a simple father and son story of a boy getting to point A to point B, and yet being as Will Smith or whatever, he had to cram in all this sci-fi or whatever and get you all worked up, whatever. Because I heard the complaints. I heard the people talking shit about the movie before it even came out, whatever, and I was the only one going, well, maybe it might be good. You know,
yeah, you were enthusiastic.
Yeah, exactly. I had a little bit of hope in this movie, at least, or whatever. And I was like, maybe it'll do something, whatever. But I walked out of this movie there pissed the fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't exactly pissed. I was just more, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a fucking horrible movie.
It's a horrible sci-fi movie at that point. This shit sets back sci-fi 100 years.
But here's the thing. You know, after The Last Airbender, I don't really expect much else from M. Night Shyamalan.
See, and that's the thing. I heard the complaints of people blaming M. Night Shyamalan. I don't even blame M. Night Shyamalan for this, whatever.
Wait, what?
Half of this shit in here doesn't have the typical M. Night Shyamalan stigmata or whatever you want in this goddamn movie. There's really no twists in here. Matter of fact, there was a time at the end of the movie I was craving for a twist to happen. I was just like, oh my god, M. Night, please throw that in there or whatever, because you can give these actors something to work with.
Now, time out. You know he's a director, right?
I know he's a director.
You know he wrote the script, right?
And Will Smith co-wrote it, too.
You know he's the main producer on the project, right?
So is Will Smith.
So, I understand, you know, Will Smith's your boy, but they're both kind of at fault for this shit.
Will Smith ain't my boy or whatever. I just expect better out of Will Smith or whatever. If he gets a hold of a project and this is what he wanted to do with it, just to make his son, hey, y'all gonna like him after this movie or whatever. That's pretty much what he's doing.
No, we're not.
He's cramming his fucking son down our goddamn throat. And I got news for you, Will. He ain't you. That motherfucker can't act.
Right. And here's the thing. I blame those two for this movie. I blame Scientology for this movie. Because that's just... Scientology is on this movie's fucking sleeve.
I actually give more credit to Oblivion after seeing this now. I was like, wow, I'm sorry for talking shit about Oblivion last week or whatever. And I actually think I'm going to bump my rating up on that goddamn movie because I saw this, whatever.
Okay.
I bet Will Smith said, hey, if Tom could do it, I could do it or whatever. Nah,
now,
you ain't Tom Cruise, brother.
Right, and here's the thing. I have to be honest with the whole movie spoiling bastards. This movie... Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not ashamed to say this. I fell asleep for 20 minutes and didn't miss a goddamn thing.
Y'all about to say, you fell asleep. you didn't miss nothing.
No, I fell asleep for 20 minutes. I didn't miss shit.
Because there's no advancement in the plot here. There's no advancement whatsoever. I mean, and the reason why I say I'm not giving M. Night so much shit or whatever, is, and I'm giving Will more shit, is because that's what he does. This is what he's doing for the. He said he did an interview saying he's not doing any more movies unless his son is involved with it. Whatever.
Oh,
and
fuck me.
And first of all, I'm just like, Will, you need to stay away from him. All right, because that kid cannot act. Whatever. And that's what I saw in this movie. Whatever. Will Smith cramming Jaden down my fucking throat, and Jaden is the worst fucking part of the goddamn movie.
And he's the main part.
He is the main problem with the fucking movie. He's one of those spoiled fucking little bastards that doesn't listen to when he got. You gotta. Will Smith is a high command officer here, whatever. He's one of the best in the whole goddamn the world, or as far as the human race go, whatever. He tells his son the most simplest fucking plans, and this kid just does the complete opposite, which just is like, okay, they. The main problem is they never give you a chance to like Jaden at all. I mean, just to the point, from the beginning of the movie, he already disobeying orders or whatever, and then to the end of it, it's just kind of like, I didn't even, where did the fuck did that transformation come? I didn't even buy that, honestly.
No, I agree. It makes no sense. It makes no sense, given with everything that you were shown up to that point, where he suddenly becomes a badass and dad gets to go, that's my boy. It's like, wow, what?
I couldn't agree with you more. He really does say, that's my boy, or whatever. But let me get a quick plot here, or whatever. Pretty much,
no.
Crash landing.
Time out. You're taking the plot with this one, because I fell asleep for 20 minutes, and I couldn't understand what the fuck happened after I fell asleep.
I'm just going to give a quick plot, and then just, mainly, I have nothing to praise of the movie, or whatever, so I apologize. No, fuck you, I don't apologize of nothing. because this shit got made or whatever, so I'm not apologizing for a goddamn thing. They can eat a dick if you want, but I am going to go off on this movie. There is nothing. I have nothing positive to say about the movie. So if
preach, brother.
If you don't like anything negative, or you got a hard on for Jaden, which I know most black women do, or whatever. I don't know fucking know why. Whatever. You
think yeah. Wait. What?
Black women just think he's adorable. I don't know why.
Oh, is he like the black Justin Bieber?
And that's all they've just like. But he. Matter of fact, I didn't talk to a couple of people that just said, but he's a great actor. Didn't you ever see Pursuit of Happiness? And I looked at them and said,
oh, Jesus.
A fucking crackheaded baby could have did that role, whatever, because all he was meant to do in that role was cry. All right? So I'm just going to, this review is just going to be completely negative because I have nothing positive to say or whatever. I have nothing positive about any person that worked on the movie, any actor in the movie, the director himself, whatever. Matter of fact, he's probably the least I'm going to go off because there was times in the movie where I was just going like, please give me a twist. I mean, give me something or whatever that I can at least just go like, ah, he fucking did it or oh, that pissed me off even more. Or at least I'd be like, huh, that was a weird twist or something. Like, I mean, just something, but he didn't even do that, so... A crash landing leaves teenager Katai, I guess that's his fucking name, played by Jaden Smith, and his legendary father, Cypher, who played by Will Smith, stranded on Earth 1,000 years after cataclysmic events force humanity's escape. With Cypher is critically injured, while he's critically injured, Katai must embark on a perilous journey to signal for help. Facing uncharted terrain, evolved animal species, that's bullshit, ain't no goddamn animal species here, that now rule the planet, and an unstoppable alien creature that escaped during the crash. Father and son must learn to work together and trust one another if they want any chance. Okay, this plot is fucking bullshit here. Sony wrote this plot right here, whatever, and I can tell you right now, Sony, you can go fuck yourself. That plot, they trying to hype this goddamn movie to be something over there. The beginning of this movie opens up. And I kid you not, pretty much just showing you how Earth was, whatever. Just Earth just being in shambles and shit. Yet you got these two black motherfuckers right here talking with a goddamn dialect like they ain't from Earth.
Yeah. And okay. Here lies problem number one.
The movie opens up with a problem. It pretty much tells them, Jaden is narrating, which I don't know why, for the love of God, he is narrating whatever, because he can't pronounce R's in the fucking movie or whatever, but he narrates this movie. he think he was doing a fucking hip-hop song or something, like, that's what the fuck he thought it was.
After Earth, oh shit, my dad and I crashed. We fucked. White people rapping. Good night, everybody.
Like, who's rapping better than this motherfucker does, whatever, but... He sets up the movie to saying, we left Earth. That is his exact lines in the movie. They even show spaceships of people entering in or whatever to leave the planet Earth because of the alien events that are happening. Yet, we get a couple of years later or whatever, maybe a hundred couple of years or whatever, I don't know, whatever, but yet, they're able to breathe on other planets and shit like that. We're talking about humans here, whatever. They're able to breathe on other planets.
Fuck it. Who cares?
And they're speaking other languages.
Like I said, problem number two. Fuck it.
Here's problem number three. Will Smith comes back. Oh, Jaden opens up or whatever. It opens up with him and he's running. He's running with his battalion or whatever. He's training to be a ranger or whatever. Rangers apparently are like the protectors of the people or whatever now, whatever. First rule he does, whatever. He just outruns his whole squad or whatever. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when you're running with a squad, it's called building teamwork or whatever. See if you're there for your team or whatever, because that's what this is all about. And yet he just leaves them and running. And one dude tells him, this is not a race, ranger. And he's like, ignoring him. And I was just like, already I don't like this kid.
All right. Problem number four. We have a cock for a main character. Goody.
Exactly, whatever. And you're thinking like, okay, so he has daddy issues and this movie is going to help build their relationship. But that's hard to do because Will Smith ass get crippled and he spends the rest of the movie narrating from a fucking broke down spaceship.
And he's a fucking robot in the movie.
This is probably... Wild Wild West was better than this shit, okay?
You know what? I never thought I'd say this to any other human being on the face of the planet, but I fucking agree with you.
Wild Wild West, Men in Black 2, Independence Day, whatever bad Will Smith movie you can think of, it was much better than this shit, whatever.
Because M. Night, I would have just done it. I would have had it where as soon as they landed on Earth, the kid would have been like, Dad, where are we? Will Smith would have slapped him and be like, welcome to Earth, motherfucker!
Welcome to Earth, bitch! Because Will Smith's character, this has got to be the less... He's almost an animated character himself, whatever, but this is the most toned-down, boring, robotic, useless, unattractive character I have ever seen in a movie.
Do you remember... Okay, movie spoiler fans. Do you remember how he made fun of his dialogue in the movie? You all have no idea.
You have no idea, whatever. Jaden and Will look like they're fucking crying half through the way through the camera. What the fuck they do? Every time the camera shoots on their face, whatever, their eyes just teary out. And I was like, boy, what the fuck are you crying about? You a fucking pussy.
They realized what the final cut of this was going to look like.
Oh my god. Oh. So, okay, just get back to the story or whatever. Story, yeah.
You're being very nice with that term. I know we've tossed around that term a lot. I mean, I know we tossed around that term a lot with Fast 6 last week, but Fast 6 script looks like fucking Silver Linings Playbook compared to this shit.
Fast 6 is fucking Hitchcock compared to this shit or whatever, but... Matter of fact, this movie pissed me off so much I can't even give a good review for Now You See Me or whatever and shit, because I this movie kept flashing in my head every time I thought about it or whatever. But it opens up with Jaden just going like, I need to be a ranger because my father's coming home. Will comes home and you can already tell like Will doesn't like his kid or whatever, and they keep flashing.
Who would?
Good question there. And the first thing that comes out of Jaden's mouth is, I ran faster than you did in the track today, whatever. So it's pretty much setting up like Jaden's like a hard rock, tough at badass kind of in the movie until shit gets real.
And then he becomes, and then problem number five, he becomes the little bitch.
He becomes, the problem with that is him becoming a little bitch. You would think he'd listen to commands and orders then or whatever. If you're a scared little shit then, you would take orders from the man that knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, but he's a rebellious teenager.
That is so full of shit. But I can tell you this right now. Had my black ass been anywhere and where the fucking computer is telling me, turn around, this is the most dangerous area in the world right now or whatever and shit. A human should not be allowed on here. I'm going to take all the fucking advice I can not to fuck up because I'm not getting eaten or whatever. But as soon as they crash land or whatever, well, from before they crash land, there's an alien species on the goddamn the ship that they're taking for training lessons or whatever. And it turns out that I guess this is the fucking twist, if anything, or whatever. But and this happens at the end of the movie. But you learned out that this thing killed Jaden's sister, which obviously was probably Will's favorite kid, because he looks at Jaden and just look at you like, why the fuck you didn't do anything?
Okay.
He has this look on his face the whole time like, you know she's my favorite, right?
She whipped her hair back and forth. What have you done, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because Jaden's a little kid, and when you see the scene where she dies, or his sister dies, who's played by Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter or whatever, and when she dies, you see Jaden in this little bubble or whatever, because how these things, this creature sees humans or whatever is by their fear or whatever, which can be a cool concept or whatever, but, you know, how they handle it in this movie was fucking bullshit. But, so...
of course.
So Will pretty much just looks at him like, shh. Hey, she died because you didn't do anything, because you were too afraid to do anything, whatever. And Jaden is feeling guilt about that the whole time. So he's spending the whole movie just trying to impress his dad. But as soon as they land on this planet, whatever, Will just looks at him and be like, I need you to go get the beacon so we can call for help and get out of here, whatever. You're going to have to travel through here, whatever. Jaden, as soon as he gets out the goddamn ship, he fucks up already. He breaks two of the goddamn... Because I don't know why they need to take air capsules or whatever the fuck that shit was, whatever, on planet Earth, but yet they can breathe on other fucking planets. That'll make it... The reason why that doesn't make any goddamn sense is because the movie sets up that they used to live on fucking Earth.
Right.
All that exposition, that 10-minute exposition of them living on Earth, that could have been used to establishing a relationship between Will and Jaden and building some characters into the point where we could see them grow throughout this movie to where we could like them. And that doesn't happen. They spend a fucking 10-minute montage setting up a sci-fi movie that doesn't come into fucking play throughout the whole goddamn movie, which was a waste of my goddamn time. Jaden runs into his first evolved species, drill, which is a fucking baboon. The baboon pretty much told him, welcome to Earth, you know? Because the baboon was minding his own fucking business. The baboon was just sitting there in the tree and was just like, the fuck is that? Is that a... Hey, guys, it's a nigger over here. He looks just like us.
Oh, I know.
He got those lips and everything, whatever. And Will is telling Jaden on his little... wrist intercom thing is like, don't move, stay calm. They might not even attack you, whatever, just stay calm. What the fuck does Jaden do? He picks up a big ass boulder and throws it right at this goddamn monkey, whatever. And this monkey calls his friends like, man, fuck you too.
That's the thing where it's just like the monkeys are just sitting there like minding their own business, scratching their butts, flinging poop at each other, and then Jaden Smith's like, huh, it's a, like, he goes Steve Irwin, like, a bunch of monkeys, I'm gonna piss them off.
Exactly. It's almost as them people in the fucking San Diego Zoo where they were throwing rocks at that tiger and that tiger got out that goddamn cage and mauled their asses or whatever.
Right. Like, or do you know what it reminded me more of? It's like the end of Water for Elephants where the animals just said, fuck this.
That is a good comparison there, whatever. But you, okay, once again, I have to establish Will Smith is the best of the best. He knows these things, whatever. He's telling his son, hey, don't move, don't make any vomit, leave him alone, they'll leave you alone, whatever and shit. He picks up a rock and domes one upside the head. The next thing you know, he's being chased by a pack of these niggas.
And what does Will Smith do? Will's like, he's just like, daddy, help me. Son, you fucked up.
Pretty much. And the whole movie just goes between those two. Their camaraderie and their connection they have, whatever, is just pretty much Jaden going, dad, help me, son, what the fuck is his name in the goddamn movie, Katai, he's just yelling at his son the whole goddamn movie. I was like, oh my god, this is so annoying, because at one minute, he wants your help when he's being chased by the biggest fucking animal ever, and then the next minute, he's just like, oh, I want to impress my dad by disobeying him, by fucking up.
Right, I mean, if I was Will Smith's character, like, I would have been like, dad, there's a pack of ferocious tigers up by the street. Do I just pass them by? No, go poke them.
Yeah.
But I thought I wasn't supposed to do that. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I meant go poke them.
Well,
yeah, go poke them because you letting them know that this is your territory. So
right.
Go do that. Claim your territory.
Well, Dad, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to walk by. He finally fucking learned.
Oh my God, Lehu, that is a good point. Whatever. He should have just went with reverse psychology. Whatever Will was telling him in the movie, he just wouldn't do. I mean.
Right, exactly. And that's the biggest fucking flaw of the movie. It's just, I don't know what M. Night Shyamalan or Will Smith or any of them were thinking with this goddamn script, but it's just, it's nauseatingly annoying.
I think me and you have said this on Movie Spoilers episodes before. Characters can take you a long way in the movie, rather the effects are bad in it. The script may be a little bit, you know, shady or whatever, but if you have two good main characters in there or whatever to follow, fuck all the rest of the movie or whatever. I'm loving these characters. Taken 2, I always bring that up as my example ever. It's a shitty fucking movie, but Liam Neeson, he carries the fucking movie or whatever.
Right. Even the first Taken to an extent.
Yeah, even that one is ridiculous at a extent, whatever. But Liam Neeson is such a badass character, or whatever, that he's a likable character too at that, whatever. That you can be like, you know what? The hell with everything else, whatever. I'm enjoying following this guy and his journey, or whatever. But with Jaden, he just made me want to knock him the fuck out.
No, I agree. It's just, I mean, do we really want to go through the plot of the rest of this movie?
I mean, I'm not even going to go through the plot of the rest. I'm just going to go over some scenes that it just irritated the fuck out of me or whatever. I mean, as Will is passing out, it's just him just going, Katai, Katai, whatever, Katai, Katai this, Katai that, whatever. Jaden is in pretty much has like a, he makes it to like it's raining one night, whatever, and then he pretty much asks his father, like, how do you not fear anything, whatever, and Will tells him the story, whatever. Like, I had a thing stabbing me one time or some shit. Like, one of these aliens stabbed me in my chest or whatever. And, you know, I just realized that fear doesn't exist anymore or whatever if I'm at the brink of death right here. And I was like, okay, maybe this is where it'll pick up now.
No.
Jaden's still a little shit or whatever. And the part where he does... I definitely want to talk about this part. The part where he gets... He pretty much disobeys his father. His father is like, hey, turn around, abort the mission because you don't have any more of those inhaler things to breathe on the planet or whatever. And he's like, I can make it. I'm going to do this, Dad. He's just like, you don't have anything to prove to me. Just make it back, son, whatever, because you're not going to live, whatever. And he's like, the fuck you, Dad. I'm doing it. He jumps off, which I got to say, the scene where he's gliding through his little suit or whatever, I thought that was pretty badass just for the simple fact because I just want to do that one day.
I mean, if that's what it takes...
But then this big-ass bird comes and takes him to his baby's nest or whatever, and this is where I said, oh my God, the effects in this movie are fucking horrible. This bird looked like shit. These little baby birds look like shit. The environment looked like shit. They had, like, these overgrown tigers or whatever. Their fucking face wasn't even on correctly or whatever. Like, if you look at the eyes and the mouth and everything, that shit was crooked as fuck. I was like, Jesus Christ. I said, they did not give a fuck when they was putting this movie together. I was so insulted. I was just looking at this like, the only reason why I walked into this movie thinking that I could give it a chance is just for the simple fact that, like, it's a sci-fi flick and it's a different world and they're going to get me involved in this world somehow, whatever. I didn't feel not involved in this world not one fucking bit. I was just like, this has got to be the most laziest future of Earth I've ever seen, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, after you get onto the ship that they get onto when, like, that crashes, that's when it hit me where it's just like, oh, this is a lazy piece of shit.
Did you see that? Okay, the design of that ship. Why would humans make a ship looking like that? That don't make any
sense. I don't know.
They're trying to make the movie seem like these people aren't from Earth and they're not humans or whatever, but it's like, guys... You just said that in the first fucking 2 minutes of the film, whatever, that these people... So you've already contradicted yourself here, and you made a flaw now, whatever. Now you done fucked up here, whatever.
Right. Okay,
but you know what? Maybe I can throw it out and just go along with it. No, fuck this movie, man.
I mean, do you want to talk about the ending at all?
Oh my God, the ending.
I felt like that's something, you know, since we're movie spoilers, let's save the people.
The ending, man. My God. God, because I'm a black people. I know you want to see this. I know you want to see because you got Will and
save them. Save them.
I'm going to save you guys. I'm going to save you one way or another, whatever, because Jaden is the fucking worst actor I've ever seen. I'm saying that right now. But he is the worst actor I've ever seen. He's just horrible. And after seeing this, Will, I'm starting to believe you are too now.
No, let me say something. He's bad. I will give you that. He's bad. Alex Pettifer still takes my shit cake for worst actor, but he's bad.
I think Jaden just probably beat him for that one or whatever.
I can never forgive
Will. I keep wanting to defend Will because for the simple fact I see what he's doing. He's looking out for his kid. You know, he's doing it for some. But God damn it, Will, you need to understand that your kids. I take that back. Don't have any goddamn talent.
Just go back and watch Ali. It'll be okay.
They have no fucking talent whatsoever, whatever, because this ending comes to a point where little Jaden, little bastard, makes it to the beacon, and pretty much his communicator, Will, is offline or whatever, but yet out of the blue, even though Jaden's all frustrated and shit, he just takes a knee, and then he just magically just starts remembering what his dad taught him, whatever, so I'm just like... Halfway through the fucking movie, this is when you decided to listen now, whatever. When your dad isn't telling you how to do it, whatever. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, whatever. And it turns out that the alien creature that they were hiding in the ship, whatever, he's gotten free.
Right. So,
pretty much, Jaden hides up to a volcano, whatever, and this alien, Will's pretty much saying that alien creature is stalking him now, whatever, because it smells Jaden's fear. And we get this long-ass, drawn-out, boring action scene where Jaden is just fearing the thing. He's running from this thing. He finally gets the beacon up. But then, as he gets knocked out or whatever by this creature or whatever, he just lays there and remembers how his sister died, and he starts having fucking flashbacks and shit. And then out of nowhere, his eyes open up, and the alien just starts walking over him because Jaden doesn't have any fear anymore. I'm just like, really?
It's one of those things, like, you look at it, it's like, you have no fear anymore, son. Of fucking course.
And you know what I said after that, too? I said, oh, great, now he's going to be a fucking robot like his father now, whatever. That's even better.
You know what I said? Oh, here's the twist. It's the fact that he did the most mundane thing possible.
Oh, my God. And then we just get this scene where he kills the alien thing or whatever, and then a ship comes and picks him up, and he hugs his father, and it ends like that. I was just like, oh, my God, Will... Why I'm giving Will so much shit on it is just because he's just cramming this kid down our throats now, whatever, just to say that, hey, my kid is out there now. Forget about me. It ain't about me no more. It's about my kid now, whatever. And I'm just like, dude, your kid can't act.
Can I go back to last summer and watch Men in Black 3 again, please?
I would rather watch that movie than this again.
I actually like Men in Black 3. This is dog shit.
Men in Black 3... got some letdowns, whatever, but especially with Will Smith, and I think Will Smith was the biggest letdown, but I'd rather see him in that, whatever, than this, because he's just a boring character. I've never thought I'd say that about Will Smith, but
everyone's
I've never
boring.
Said that about Will Smith, even though I've given him shit for some movies, whatever. He's just boring in this movie, whatever. He has no emotions, he's lifeless, he's worse than Spock.
Okay, you want to know why? I know you're blaming Will Smith, I know you are, but let me explain why I'm fucking blaming Shyamalan for this. If I may. If I may. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright. So.
Keep pausing up there. Just keep going.
Here's the thing. Fucking Shyamalan. This is the second movie. This is the second goddamn movie that he's come in. And he is so lazily done in every fucking aspect. He didn't. You can tell throughout this whole goddamn thing that he did not give a fuck about this.
Why should he when he got the powerful Will Smith at his hand telling him, like, hey, I want to make this for my son or whatever?
Why should he? Because he has a legion of pissed off Airbender fans at him still. And if he wants to ever, ever get them off his back, he's got to do something.
The only thing in here that's noticeable of a Shyamalan film is that all of his characters, and he does this in every one of his movies, his characters are bland and generic and have no life in them whatsoever.
And they act fucking horribly.
That is the most common Shyamalan trait in this whole goddamn.
And I can say this: after The Sixth Sense, after Signs, after Unbreakable, and after The Happening, and after goddamn Last Airbender, he has no fucking excuse for doing shit like this.
Hey, I tell you this right now: fuck Sixth Sense. Now I don't even give a fuck no more.
I don't either. And I like that movie.
Even for his good shit, for Will's good shit or whatever,
he has tarnished it.
Everybody in this fucking movie has tarnished whatever the fuck they've done or whatever. Well, except for Jaden, because he ain't never did anything good, so...
Right.
So he's just continuing his ride of bullshit or whatever, but... I'm glad you agree with me that Wild Wild West was better than this, because I
Wild Wild West was at least stupidly fun.
At least Will, you could at least say, like, well, at least he's got a lot of energy and he's kind of charismatic in this or whatever. And here, he's got to be the worst. These are the worst fucking characters I have ever seen in a fucking sci-fi movie. Like, seriously.
And that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I blame fucking Shyamalan more. Because here's the thing. I bet Will Smith's character on paper, Will Smith probably could have done at least something to liven his character up. But guess who was probably fucking telling him behind the camera to do it stoically?
Will was the one that chose this character how to go like this.
Was he really?
I've been doing research on this movie since Canada. Yeah, Will was the one that chose this one for him, whatever.
Oh, fuck.
The part that he wrote, I heard, was based off some previous science fiction book or something like that, whatever. And he wanted to imitate one of the characters in it, whatever. And so that was the part he wrote, whatever. And I heard it was so him and his son, he handled most of that shit, whatever. So that's why I blame mainly Will, because his son, once again, he's the biggest fucking problem in this movie. I mean, he is a horrible actor. It's like this kid doesn't even fucking try, honestly. I give more credit to Zac Efron than I do this kid now.
Oh, my God. I give more credit to the kid from the fucking Last Airbender than Jaden Smith.
I could back that up, too, just because what's-his-name was directing that fucking kid or whatever.
Right.
Shyamalan Ding Dong or whatever.
Right, and that kid's been in other stuff and has been okay. But you're right. I don't know who to blame for this. I don't know. I don't know whether to blame Shyamalan. I don't know whether to blame Shyamalan or Smith more. I'm going to say Shyamalan just because I've seen so much of his goddamn shit that's repeated in this movie. Bad special effects, bad writing, bad directing, just lazy work.
Can I ask you a question? Was this not the worst special effects you've ever seen in a movie, though?
Yeah, no, it was. And you know what
else? It was, right?
I've
seen better costume work in a fucking disaster movie or epic movie than I did in this shit.
And you know what? You know what? I was thinking about this. Guess what? All of these flaws that we're pointing out were the flaws of another movie. The fucking Last Airbender.
Well, you say Last Airbender. How about all of his fucking movies, honestly?
You know what? Now that I think about it, that's a very excellent point. You know what? I'm going to say this for the record right now. As of right now, as we are recording this review, the only good thing, and I use the term good loosely,
oh my God,
that Shyamalan has ever done is Unbreakable.
Ooh, you scared me there. I thought you were going to talk about this movie for a second.
No. Unbreakable is the only half-assed thing that Shyamalan has ever done. Maybe he's still butthurt about that movie, but I don't know, because everything he's done since has been dog shit, including this. I'm with you. Fuck this.
One other question. Was there, because I already made my piece at the beginning of it saying that I there was nothing good in this movie. There was nothing that made me smile. I was cringing in my seat or whatever. I felt like you. I went to go to sleep. Was there anything you enjoyed in the movie at all?
Fell the fuck to sleep. No!
Yeah. This movie is shorter than Now You See Me, and yet this shit felt longer.
You know what? You're actually right.
Okay.
You know what? No. Actually, you know what? I do have something positive to say for this. It was fucking short.
It sure didn't feel like it, but again, you fell asleep, so you probably didn't remember, but...
You know what? I said I clocked out for 10 minutes. It was probably 30. I just didn't know it.
It's the most simplest story. It turned into a sci-fi flick, which you think would be cool since it is a simple story. It's just a boy getting from point A to point B and building a chemistry with his father. You know what? The movie probably would have been better had Will Smith and him got separated instead of Will Smith getting injured, and these two were trying to find their way back to each other, and you see them fighting each other. Like all these creatures or whatever, these set designs or whatever in here to make their way back to each other to find the beacon or whatever, and it would have been a father-son team up on that alien creature at the end or whatever. But you can tell, like, either Shyamalan, Will, the producer, whatever, who gives a fuck, whatever.
Nobody gave a fuck.
They were just pushing this to be a Jaden Smith film.
Nobody gave a fuck, so let's just give this movie what it deserves. A nice double penetration of fuck you.
Fuck it. Good lord, fuck this movie. It's a mighty old triple fuck it for me or whatever. I can't stand this piece of shit. Honestly, I don't even know who would like this shit. I don't see what the pass on 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's too fucking generous if you ask me.
I can tell you this right now. This movie might make some money this weekend. Is it going afterwards? Hell no.
I tell you this right now. I already looked up a news report today in the box office. It failed.
It so did?
We'll see over the weekend how that goes. But Friday box open, it failed. So
how did Now You See Me do? Can we at least have some hope in that?
I can't tell you or whatever. But yeah, it's a fucking and fuck everybody in this movie. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Don't go see this.
Yes.
You wouldn't give any other ranger that order.
You are not a ranger. You are my son. Remember, danger is very real. But fear is a choice. If we are going to survive this, we fight.